Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to Boomer Radio today. It's going to be very informative. In fact, it's hard for me to believe it's been a year since we talked about the Indianapolis Home Show, but it is back. It's always here in January, and this is the 2018 version. So welcome to the show, Laura Groninger. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. This is one of my favorite things to do. I know I'm not alone in that category. Laura is the group manager for the Indianapolis Home Show. What does that job entail?
Well, basically it entails running a couple of the shows, the Indianapolis Home Show, as well as the Indiana Flower and Patio Show. And then I also work with some other show managers in other markets, helping them with their shows.
Man, so is that just putting it all together, making sure, you know, the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, that kind of thing?
Yes, it's managing the sales team and making sure all the sales are made and all the booths are filled and making sure all of our features are beautiful. And yeah, it's a bigger job than it sounds. It takes all year to get ready and get prepared for the show.
I believe you. It's like throwing a big party.
Kind
of. And making sure everybody shows up.
yeah, exactly right. And if you guys could keep the snow away, I'd really appreciate it.
Well, I don't have any control over that. I'll talk to the big man, but he doesn't always listen to me. So, well, we're excited again for the Indianapolis Home Show. It runs through the 28th. One of my favorite things, of course, are the special guests. Last year, I got to hear Hillary Farr, who I love, from HGTV's Love It or List It. She's not back this year, but you've got different stars from different networks.
Do.
Let's talk about that.
Well, yeah, it's so much fun. We've got Two Chicks and a Hammer coming, so they will be here with two appearances on that day. And the neat thing about them is they're from right here in the Indianapolis market and doing really, really well with their new show called Good Bones.
It's a fun show.
Yeah, it is a fun show. They do a great job.
So Two Chicks and a Hammer. I love Karen and Mina. We see them around town, and they're just so nice. Such nice people. You've got some other folks. Do we miss Jason Cameron?
Yeah, we have Jason Cameron coming. He will be here on Wednesday and Thursday, January 24th and 25th. And he's a lot of fun. Not too bad to look at.
Right? He's a cutie pie.
Nice guy.
if you don't know who that is, he is on the DIY network and he does the Desperate Landscapes and Man Caves.
Right. Yes, exactly right. Yeah.
Fun.
Super nice guy. And we're excited to have him too. And he's done Man Caves and Sledgehammer and a few other things too. So.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Yep. He's got a past.
Yep. And then everybody's excited on Friday and Saturday as well to see Clint Harp from Fixer Upper.
Love him.
He and his darling wife, Kelly, have a show coming out next fall as well called Woodwork, I believe is what it's called.
That's cool.
January 26th and 27th. So, yeah, we're excited to have him involved as well.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was getting his own show. I guess I need to pay more attention to that.
Yeah. Since they're leaving, I guess he's coming in. Chip and Joanne won't be on anymore.
Yeah,
we'll miss them.
We will miss them, but that's a good fix, I think.
Yep.
So all the great guests. Now, another thing that I enjoy are the snacks. So let's talk food.
Right. We have some great concessionaires in as well, but we also have a lot of vendors that bring in or exhibitors that bring in different sauces and different tastings on pretzels and chocolates and nuts and
everything,
anything and everything, and yeah, it's a lot of fun.
That is fun. Now we've got to talk about the centerpiece home. So is it Fisher again? Fisher Homes?
Yeah, Fisher Homes.
They do a great job
again this year, and they have I don't know how they do it, but every year they come back with an even more beautiful than the year before. So this year it's kind of the farmhouse style look. It is gorgeous.
Oh my goodness, I bet.
They just do an incredible job, and the interior design is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then Calvin Landscape does the backyard, and they have a pool this year, so that's a lot of fun.
Ooh.
You got to come and see it.
Oh, for sure. I for sure will.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I like about the home show? I mean, obviously, they have all the latest trends in home design. It's like, you know, things have turned from, like, nickel plate to gold, and just you see what the hot colors are, all of that.
Yep, all the new paint colors for this year. Anything and everything for your home, we certainly have it. And we have a beautiful new wine bar this year.
What? Tell me about that. A wine bar.
Oh, it's just gorgeous. Yeah. So, yeah, we're really taking the show to another level in terms of our home features. We've got Chatham Home coming in and doing a beautiful kind of a design studio. We've got the wine bar. We've got a beer garden. So lots of fun for everybody.
I'm thinking, you know, they're different tastes for different folks. So if you've got that
right.
spouse that's like not excited about going to the home show, they can find something to do.
They sure can. They can go check out the Tiny Home Village, which is going to be awesome this year. They're all fully landscaped too. So they're like, you know, I always say my husband might want a tiny home in our backyard someday.
Or you could do like a man cave or a girl cave tiny home in your backyard.
Exactly. It's all good. So, yeah. Something for everybody, that's for sure.
Oh my gosh. So vendors, are we going to have I like going to some of the vendors year after year, to be honest with you.
Oh, absolutely. We've had some great exhibitors this year. They just do such a fabulous job, and a lot of them really build out and make beautiful displays for people to really come in and see the craftsmanship and what they're doing. So that's a lot of fun. It's just terrific, and we have over about 100 new exhibitors that are brand new to the show,
wow.
And we have over 600 experts in every field you can think of, so something for everybody.
I bet, did all your booths fill up pretty quickly this year? I bet they did.
They really do. Yeah, we actually start talking with folks during this show for next year's show, so we have a lot of folks that sign up right here on site for next year's show, because it works really well for them, and they enjoy it, and it helps them grow their businesses.
So I know we talked about some of the celebrities coming. You also have a stage where you have different speakers.
Yep, that's pretty much where all of our speakers and celebrities are. But we have some really neat local folks as well. So we have the DIY and the HGTV people. But we also have Sherry Lowe, Queen of Free, coming again this year. She's a big draw for us. Everybody likes to listen to her.
Yeah, the Queen of Free. Yeah.
She's awesome. And a really neat gal, and she's here from the Indianapolis area. And we have Liz Henderson, who has been on HGTV House Hunters.
And she's a designer, right?
Yeah, and she's put together a really neat panel. So she'll have a panel discussion on Sunday, January 21st.
Okay.
And on the 28th with different designers, and kind of helping we women with design ideas. And they're doing a neat feature where they do different table settings for the year. So that'll be a feature at the show you can come and see too. So that's going to be gorgeous. And then Carrie Petty will be here. She's a TV personality here locally, and she does a nice job on stage. And we have Joe Ellenmeyer Sharp that will be talking about gardening and winter gardening and all sorts of good ideas on how you can garden in your own backyard.
Love
or
it.
Even in your kitchen if you want to. So
one of the ones I was looking at, those are also wonderful.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, I know you've got, I don't know, Krista, is it Bocock?
Yeah, Krista Bacco. And this
Bacco.
Thing, what she's doing, she's new with us this year, and she basically helps people stage their homes for resale.
Fascinated by that.
Talking about, how to give you great ideas on how to get your house prepared to put it on the market.
Yeah, we have, it's a hot time to buy and to sell, as we all know right now. Everything is selling. But I really feel like that is an important component to a home sale. You want people to walk in and say, wow, instead of, ew,
right.
look at this place.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited to see what she's going to talk about.
I am too.
She's doing a great job for it.
I am too. Artisan Market, advice on how to take your home to a whole new level. What is that exactly?
Well, so basically there's a group of artisans here in the Indianapolis area that do all sorts of things for your home, like furniture and restoring and all of that. And
gotcha.
So they've got this entire area where you can come in and look and see what they've got, buy what they've got, learn from them how they do what they do, and then they'll also be on stage as well talking about how they kind of put this all together. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they do for us this year too.
Very, very cool. So do you have a favorite thing that you like to check out every year, or you're just so exhausted you want to sit down and watch it all?
I mean, we've just got so many beautiful exhibits this year, and obviously the home is the star of the show. We've been around for 96 years, and that's always been our main feature. And just again, it's an outstanding home.
Oh, I agree. Now, it's my understanding that we may be giving tickets away, so I'm just going to tell our listeners that we'll do that on our Facebook page. So Indie Boomer, go to Facebook and look up Indie Boomer and like our page for sure. And then you'll have an opportunity to win some tickets. So we'll get those going.
Fantastic.
Right away. Cause I know, you know, before you know it, you will blink and this will be gone. So,
That is so true.
So yeah, but everybody can't win. So how do we purchase tickets? And I know you got some discounts.
Yeah, we got a couple ways. You can obviously purchase them here on site at the box office. If you want to save $2, Central Indiana Chevy Dealers is our sponsor. You can go online and click and you will save $2. So you can buy your tickets online for $2 off. So those are two great ways to thank you for asking. It's www.indianapolishomeshow.com.
Indianapolis. Oh, I'm looking at it. I don't know why I asked you that.
That's okay.
Homeshow.com. Okay. www.indianapolishomeshow.com. Yeah, if you want to plan this, like, you know, I sort of plan it like it's a little mini vacation. I look at the times and the schedules, and then you can, you know, work out, you know, what meal you might want to eat while you're there, or things to snack on, and who you want to see, and even make a weekend out of it. Do you do a weekend pass at all, or a 2-day pass, or
no? We don't. Okay. But if you come into the show office, if you want to come back, we'll definitely talk to you and help you out there. Okay.
Very good. Very good. Yep. All righty. We are talking to Laura Groninger. She is a group manager for the Home Show, Indianapolis Home Show 2018, and you do a fabulous job. So thank you for bringing that to us each and every year.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And you are listening to Boomer Radio right here on Freedom 95. We'll be right back.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson continues right after the break. Boomer Radio on Freedom 95. This is Julie Patterson.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening. Today we're going to talk about improv and comedy sports. Welcome to the show, Ed Trout and Aaron Stillerman. Hi, guys.
Hi, Julie.
Oh, my goodness. I haven't been there in a little while. I need to come back. And you guys are celebrating a big, big deal this year. Tell everybody about
our big 25th anniversary.
Oh, I can't believe it's possible. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I think about it. My daughter, we came for her 16th birthday to Comedy Sports, and that was 11 years ago. That's not the last time I've been, but my example is because it's a great place to celebrate.
It is indeed, and it's great because you can bring anybody. So, you know, we're not going to be going into blue humor, and so you can have young, old, anybody you want to bring.
I love that. Ed, how long have you been with the group? It's been a little while, right?
It has. I've been here from the beginning, 25 years, since 1993.
And you're only 27. It's amazing.
It is. I was in diapers still.
That's crazy. I love that. Now, you guys are still located on Massachusetts Avenue, correct?
Yes, we're in the 700 block of Mass Ave. So still right kind of in the heart of things.
Goodness gracious. What have you seen change in the last 25 years, Ed?
Oh, wow. For starters, just the fact that audiences actually kind of know what improv is now, because when we started, we had to educate them from the ground up.
Interesting, yeah.
But then as far as the city and especially this neighborhood goes, we have seen so much culture and other performing, not to mention all of the restaurants and things that have sprung up around here. When we first moved into the neighborhood, it was a little sketchier, and now it's the place to be.
Absolutely, you're right. It has grown around you. It's cool that that you're in that same space.
Yeah, we love it here.
So have you seen the talent that participates in comedy sports? Have you noticed that, I mean, is it getting better? Is it more competitive?
Yes, a bit to both. There are a lot of people that, again, know more what they're doing with improv when they come to us. So less education on our part and more kind of guiding and bringing them up to be a solid player. But we've seen a whole bunch of talent there, and as far as the competitive factor goes, there are more opportunities for improv in the city as well as just abroad around the country. A lot of folks end up going to Chicago, where there's a huge market for improv. Mm-hmm. So we've seen that do nothing but grow and grow.
That's so cool. Well, let's talk to Aaron quickly, because Aaron, how long have you been with the group now?
I started in 2014, so I'm going on 4 years now.
Oh, I didn't even know you were a part of it. It's so cool. I talked about my daughter. This gentleman was in her high school class, so Very cool, Aaron. And how did you get
in elementary?
Well, yeah, that's true. Been together a long time.
Yeah.
So tell me about your interest in improv.
You know, in high school, we had an improv troupe. We were called Fun Monkey, and actually one of our other ensemble members, John Colby, was the instructor for that. So I got into it then. Two or three years into that experience, we had the opportunity to join the Comedy Sports High School League, which at Warren didn't last too long, but there are plenty of other schools that have High School League now and new schools that continue to join High School
League.
I love
that. Brilliant.
So I met John Colby and a few other, Ed and Mia and Lynn would come and ref those High School League matches. So I got to know a couple of people, and then I didn't do much improv in college just because that takes up a lot of time.
Yeah, you're busy.
Anyway.
Get that.
But when I got home from college, I came to a show at Comedy Sports, and it, you know, kind of sparked something. I was like, you know, I want to get back into this. So I asked about tryouts and tried out, and here I am.
Oh, such a fun group. Let's talk about the different kinds of shows that are offered there. I know you do. Well, let's talk about the times. What times and what dates?
Sure. Our regular Comedy Sports matches, which are the mainstay for us, those are the competitive two teams, one red, one blue, facing off against each other, and those are for everybody. Those are Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays. Thursdays at 7, Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, and a Saturday matinee at 4:30.
Oh, cool. Okay, I'm writing this down. Saturday. Okay, and we'll get this information with our social media as well. So now you also do something. Don't you do a late night show?
We do multiple late night performances. Currently, although it does kind of rotate, so you kind of have to keep an eye on it. But currently on Thursday nights at 9:30, we have The Mixer, which is sort of like open mic for improv. So
cool.
People that don't necessarily regularly do improv can come in and play around with regular players. And then on Fridays and Saturdays, we have other shows. And all of those 10 o'clock shows are for audiences ages 17 and up.
Okay.
So, yeah, the later shows is a more adult crowd.
Yeah, a little racy, but that's okay.
Right.
So, entertainment, you do that. I know that you also do different programs with different businesses, don't you?
We do. We actually do a lot of corporate training, because the soft skills that improv brings to the table are something that are very needed. So we work, good heavens, I don't even know how many, a lot of corporate trainings all over the city, even out of state. We travel and do those all the time.
Wow, that's amazing. You also do private shows, you know?
Absolutely. And we've done everything from private, again, corporate gigs to birthday parties or school events, whatever it might be. We can tailor make whatever is needed, and we will travel. So, yeah, we go all over the place.
For the 25th anniversary, are you going to do anything special? Are you bringing back people that have been a part of the troupe in the past and haven't for a while or anything like that?
We are mostly holding to our current roster of players, because we've got about 60 of those to make use of.
Jeez.
But we're doing a lot of special events. We have big marathon of improv on February 2nd and 3rd. So it's 25 hours of improv to go with 25 years.
I love it.
And then on the 10th, Saturday the 10th, we're doing a huge event down at the Athenaeum just down the street from us. And it's going to be a oversized Comedy Sports match with a few more bells and whistles. And that'll be a great time. And then we're also doing, for the late night shows in February, we're doing the best of the best. Audiences and our players voted for the shows that they wanted to see us bring back.
Oh,
and so we're doing
cool.
An array of those shows in the late night spots.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. So you're going to be pretty busy in February, on top of how busy you already are.
Exactly.
You're going to have to get some snoozing hours in. So 25 hours of improv. Now, how do you plan to pull that off?
We are doing full Comedy Sports matches, and they are just back-to-back. So as soon as one finishes up, we've got only 30 minutes to clear the house and bring in the next house. And then we go right on to another match. So each match is about 90 minutes.
Wow.
And so I think it totals out to 13 actual Comedy Sports matches. all crammed in together.
That's crazy. I love it.
Now, and a lot of those specialty matches as well. So we'll have some of those where we have one will be a high school league match. We'll have one that features some of our rec league players. We'll have some that are all musical matches. One that I know is sort of the old timers versus the new players. So it'll be a lot of fun.
So Ed, Aaron, what inspires you to when you go out each and every night? I mean, do you have a song you play before to get inspired, or what's kind of your routine?
Well, for me, one of the things that we do with all of the players prior to any performance is we do some warm-ups, just some improv game warm-ups, and it gets you really focused in on each other, as well as kind of get your brain going and get you to loosen up. And we do about 15 to 20 minutes of warming up as a group collectively. So for me, that is my routine. The other stuff may vary, but I'll always throw in warm-ups before we go out on the stage or on the field for a comedy sports match.
You know, the theater itself has some sort of energy. Mm-hmm. I could be having a subpar day, but I'll step into the theater before a show or a match, and something changes. It's the people, it's the lights, it's... I don't know. Just having somebody laugh at me instead of with me.
It feels good, I bet.
It feels good. I laugh too, but it's there's something about performing for an audience and making other people smile that just feels really good.
Well, is chemistry a big deal within the group?
Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of different players with a lot of different styles, a lot of different strengths, and certainly some players really feed off of each other in a different way. So sometimes you can tell when players know each other really well or just have a style that really meshes. Mm-hmm. They can just kind of be on fire. But we also try to make sure that we can play with anybody. So although some pairings or trios might have a slight advantage, in theory we can match up any players and they should be able to pull off some brilliant magic of their own.
I love it. The website's great, IndieComedySportsWithAZ.com. Again, IndieComedySportsWithAZ.com. And I'm looking at your schedule right now because you said on the 10th you're going to be at the Athenaeum. Is that a sold-out show already? Or?
It is not. There still are tickets available for the 10th because the Athenaeum is much larger than our regular venue. So we can seat easily four times what we seat in our regular house.
I'm looking. Can you get those from online? Or?
Yeah, there is a link. There should be a link with all of our calendar and all of our events to buy tickets directly online.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. Our time is almost over. What did I forget to cover? Do we get it all covered?
I think you covered all the main points. Just, I want to say, as somebody that has been here from the beginning of this organization, it's been amazing to me to see the longevity that we've been able to have from an inside point of view and just the support that we've had from the community. There are so many people that have reached out to offer support, and whether it's through buying tickets or word of mouth to friends to say, hey, you've got to go see this show, it's really been great. And it's thanks really to all of those other people, all of the fans and all of the supportive folks that we're still here.
Oh, man, 25 years. Well, happy anniversary, Ed, Aaron.
Thank you.
Maybe you'll make it 25. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. I don't plan on going anywhere.
Let me give the website one more time, IndieComedySports.com for ticket information for shows. It's a very active website, and you guys do a lot. And thank you for what you do for our community and the businesses and keeping them smiling, for goodness sakes.
Right.
All right. Well, happy anniversary, guys. Happy anniversary, and we'll come out and see you soon.
Thanks, Perfect. Julie.
Take
All right,
care.
Guys. Ed Trout and Aaron Stillerman with Comedy Sports right here in Indianapolis. Thank you for listening to Boomer Radio. We'll be back next week. It's going to be a great show. We're going to talk about nutrition for the new year. And again, you're listening to Freedom 95.
This has been Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson. Join us again next Saturday at 4:30.